It's steamy under there, under that mask. My gosh. My dad asked me to speak this Sunday a while ago. I meditated on each question for a very long time before I was ready to sit down and write my thoughts. Funny enough, as I thought about my answers to the questions, why are you a Christian, and why are you at Bearing, I realized that I was no longer answering the original questions. So I'm going to tell you my answers to my tweaked questions. First, why do you believe in God? For me, this is easier to answer than why are you a Christian, because admittedly, I don't know the answer to that one quite yet. So I'll just tell you what I know to be true. One of my favorite illustrators and writers wrote, "Light will meet you in wild places." I believe in God because light has met me in wild places. I was in a dark place about 4 years ago. I had just undergone an invasive surgery that resulted in more pain than relief. I was preparing for a colonoscopy. You may be surprised that I'm standing here today at the pulpit talking about my colonoscopy. But in my defense, I told you that light met me in wild places. After hours of drinking nothing but soup prep, and if you know, you know, I didn't know if I could take it anymore. I called Leah Snyder. She stayed on the phone with me late into the night while I finished drinking the soup prep. I believe in God because He has met me in wild places. It is difficult to see God working in our lives in the moment, but when we look back, we can see that He was there all along. Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. I was also tasked with answering the question, why are you at Bearing? I would be lying if I told you I was at Bearing for any other reason than the fact that my dad is the preacher. Instead, I would like to tell you why I stay at Bearing. I choose Bearing week in and week out because every member in this community has an ability or quality that most people do not have. I stay at Bearing because its members meet me exactly where I am. I'm not expected to be anyone other than myself in this community. I'm not asked to feel any differently than the way that I'm feeling. There's no pretending at Bearing, and there are no expectations. If I walk in the door angry with God, or if I'm questioning my faith, I will be met with open arms. That, I know, is not the norm. That is why I stay at Bearing. Just last week, I was preparing for my sister-in-law's wedding. I had just had my hair and makeup done, and I was feeling exhausted. I hadn't been around this many people since before the pandemic. I walked into the kitchen to fix myself some food to try and energize myself, and was met with the soothing smile of Kathy Straker. She asked me how I was doing, and I told her the truth. I was overwhelmed and drained. Kathy met me where I was. She didn't tell me to just be positive or to stuff down my feelings and push through. Instead, she offered me a mantra from one of her favorite TED Talks. She validated my feelings and recommended that I repeat to myself, "This is my body helping me rise to this challenge." She recalled from this TED Talk that by viewing stress in this light, our body believes us, and our stress response becomes healthier. While I may be at Bearing because of my family, I stay at Bearing because its members have a keen ability to meet people where they are. I want to leave you with two gentle reminders, and I hope you can receive them today. First, even if you cannot see it, even if you cannot feel it, God is working in your life today, and light will meet you in wild places. And second, I believe wholeheartedly that bearing is a sanctuary. Bearing is a safe place. If you have the courage to be vulnerable with this church body, and I encourage you to be, you will find that you will be met with grace.